Morning, Buzz. How was Mudgee?
Yeah, Mudgee was great. I love the town. It's beautiful weather. A lot of footy fever. Everyone in the streets were wearing either St George or South jersey. It's a really great event, the Charity Shield there, and they love their rugby league, you know. And, huge crowd and great performance by the Rabbitohs. Terrible St George Illawarra.
What was so bad, Buzz, about the Dragons?
Oh, where do you want me to start, Clark?
Wherever you like, buddy.
Look, I actually rate trials, and I think they're really important, and particularly for clubs like the Dragons and your mob, the West Tigers, who a couple of weeks out, or less than 2 weeks out from the Premiership, need confidence. And when you have a look at that St George side, and they've got very experienced halves, and you know, they've got Dufty out the back and Jack Lomax. And I thought Jack Bird on that side, and he got that pass around the corner for their first try. You know, that they seem to have enough, that they seem to have enough attacking prowess. I just don't rate their forward pack at all. And you take Tyson Frizzell out of it last year, and you've still got Jack the Bell, and we've been talking about him for 2 years. I just think their forwards, you know, aren't NRL standard, the majority of that pack. And it was a really important game. I turned up at their team hotel on Saturday morning before the game. They looked such a happy camp. They were playing cricket in the driveway of the hotel. They were all getting on really well. Went and had a chat to Anthony Griffin. He was telling me how hard they'd worked on the defence all off-season. That was an area of the game they had to toughen up in. And then, as you said, 32-4 at half-time. It was the game. And Wayne Bennett took his big players off, you know. And
that was the thing that surprised me, though, Buzz, was how easy they opened up defensively. South Sydney, honestly, they were good. There's no denying that. But some of the tries that they did score, for mine, left a lot to be desired. There was no sort of desperation or sort of full commitment to go and get the job done, make the tackle, cover for your mate, all the little things that you would have spoken about in the off-season.
Yeah, but you look at their forward pack on paper, Laurie, and you know, forward packs on paper, I know they can go out there and, you know, play differently, but I just don't think they have the engine room, the firepower, the grit, the toughness to match the better packs. And, you know, the middle of the field isn't South's strong point, you know. They don't have, you know, outside of Tom Bird, just really big boppers, you know, who, you know, take control of the middle. So they're going to run into some good sides. And I'm not sure that Anthony Griffin can get them ready with the roster he's got in the next 10 days.
It'll be interesting. I'm just looking at their forward pack that they put out there in that trial. And there's three guys that have played Origin plus Josh Kerr, who was part of an Origin squad last year. So there's four blokes there that have been part of Origin. So they've got some work to be done. South Sydney, Latrell Mitchell at the back. He looks happy. He's trimmed up. He's fit. Coming off the back of a good All-Stars performance, and then he was just dominant on Saturday night.
Yeah, he was. And when you say he's trimmed up, I still think he's probably 6 to 8 weeks away from, you know, running into peak fitness. And what Wayne Bennett's really good at, he doesn't flog players in the off-season like a lot of other coaches do. Michael Maguire does that and works them really hard. And I know Des Hasler's been flogging the Manly players all through the off-season. Luttrell's performance was just sensational. That pass where he stood up and Cody Walker arrived, that was just beautiful rugby league. And, geez, you compare him, guys, to 12 months ago, and he was on the back page of the Telegraph. There was a huge headline that said sprung. And he was up on his farm. He was with Josh Adokar and a lot of his mates, and they broke the COVID rules. They shouldn't have had been shooting that rifle. And you look at his headspace right now compared to 12 months ago, and I reckon that is one of the big reasons we saw him play so brilliantly the other night, Saturday night. And you look at that South Sydney team, Laurie and Clarkie and Jared, it's way too early to be talking about Origin, right? But you talk about combinations in that New South Wales side, right? But imagine going to a New South Wales Origin game with Latrell out the back, Cook, Reynolds, Walker, Murray at lock. What a spine, what a combination. But obviously that can't happen because James Tedesco is probably the best player in the world and will play at fullback. Mm. But I would say, and Cleary will probably play halfback, but it's something I think they should think about because that is a sensational combination the Rabbitohs had. It reminds me a lot of Parramatta in the old days, you know, some of those great Parramatta sides, you know, with Price and how he used to go with Sterling and Kenny, you know. It's just a terrific combination. And I think Latrell's going to be a big story around Origin time because, look, he's had his issues with Freddie over the years, particularly the last couple of years. He got dropped, didn't he, from that first game a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be impossible to ignore this year. So if I was Freddie, I'd be hooking up with him for a coffee very early in the year. And just to make sure they're on the same page, because I think we need Latrell Mitchell at his best to win Origin this year. And that would probably be in the centres with Tedesco out the back.
Buzz, what are you expecting out of Joseph Swali's first media conference? And will he be cleared to play?
Yeah, Bulldog's got the scoop on the back page, mate. Good old Bulldog, he's in good form, isn't he?
Jeez, he's been working hard, has he?
He has, Loz, he has.
Yes.
He's on fire, the dog. but he's reported this morning that the Independent Commission is set to give him an exemption to play NRL before he's only 17 years of age. We saw in the trial match on the weekend for North Sydney that he's ready, he's physically ready. I think he's a 17-year-old, as I said before, going on 21. He's big, strong. Good head on his shoulders. The club had been out at the King's School, spoken to the headmaster about his education requirements. And look, everyone's been hanging out to interview this guy. And the Roosters put out a media list last night, and Joseph Suwali's on there. So there'll be a huge contingent up at Moore Park this morning at 9 o'clock to, you know, get his first words as an NRL player. And look, I'm told he's a shy kid, so I don't think the interviews are going to be all that long, but geez, he can play. And can you imagine? And I heard you earlier, Laurie, he won't play round one. There's too many good, strong, experienced, proven players there.
Mm.
But I reckon they're going to have injuries. They're going to get knocked around by Origin. And I still think he'll play a big part of this season.
Yeah, I think he'll play first grade at some point, but I just couldn't see him starting in round one. Not with the firepower that the Roosters possess at the moment, in particular with Tupou and Morris on the wings. And then you've got Josh Morris and Manu in the centres. But he's a kid that, I wouldn't say lived up to the hype, but with all the hype that he had going on leading into that trial, he still had to do and perform well. And I thought he did that. And I think it's a great story, and it'd be something that we'll look forward to seeing how it unfolds throughout the year.
He'll be even better in a better side. Like, you got to, he's playing for North Sydney.
Yep.
Like, you put him in with Luke Keary and Sam Walker and, you know, these sort of players, and, you know, just having the experience of Joey Manu and one of the Morris boys around him, you know, he's going to be better in better company.
Yeah, no.
What do you think of the West Tigers, Clarkie? You happy, mate?
Am I ever? I'm with you. I like the troll games as well, especially when we're playing like that. But yeah. I think you're right, Buzz. I think for a club like the Tigers, I think they need to be doing everything as well as they can at the start of the season. I don't think they're the type of team that can afford to take a bit of time to build momentum and, you know, lose the first three or four games. I think they've got to hit that first game of the season at their absolute best and ready to rock.
Yeah. And, Loz, you're coached and been involved at club and Origin level. The pressure's off them now until Thursday week or whenever their first game is, the comp starts Thursday week. And they've given their fans some hope for the year. And look, we've got to take into account that Jake and Tom Turbo weren't there and DCE wasn't there and Kieran Foran wasn't there. But that doesn't matter. They were one of the clubs that had to play well in the trials, like St George did. Now, St George are going to be a story now for a couple of weeks. The West Tigers are just going to get on with their business. No media coming to every training session and putting the heat on Michael Maguire and that sort of thing. And I thought their fullback, if the TAB put up a market for the buy of the year, I reckon Dane Laurie would be well in contention. Geez, he was good, wasn't he?
He's an exciting player. He's always had plenty of ability and he's just been looking for an opportunity. And, you know, unfortunately could not break into that Penrith side, but he gets an opportunity with the Tigers and I think he'll be their fullback for a long period of time. But, trials are a funny one because there's a lot of different things happen in trial games, but I get the fact that you want to play well and you don't want to put in a performance like the Dragons did. I understand that, but what I do know with trials and competition games, you can turn it around pretty quickly. But you're right.
You can,
Loz,
but Loz, just interrupting, you look at the Broncos last year, right?
Mm.
And all those losses, loss after loss after loss. It would have been really, really important for their confidence to start the season against Parramatta at 8:30 at Suncorp Stadium with a win against the Cowboys the other night. No, they didn't get it, you know? Mm. So I think more for the lower teams than the previous year, trials are important just for confidence reasons.
Not just
for the players, for their fans, the excitement it generates.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. But all I know is that the first couple of weeks, while teams are still getting used to this pace of the game and the style of footy they want to play, I think we'll see upsets in the opening couple of weeks. But I'm looking forward to the comp starting because I think it'll be a good year of footy. I really think the product will be good. I think there's a lot of teams in there that can challenge for a premiership and there's some teams that'll be under pressure straight away and the Dragons will be one of them. I'll tell you what though, Buzz, I was really interested in your article today and I enjoyed reading it because we always talk about rugby league giving people an opportunity for redemption and you've done a story on this young country footballer.
Yeah, just for your listeners, I was in Nudgee on the weekend, but I went down to a town called Goolgong. It was where Josh Jackson was originally from, and it's only got a population of 2,000, but they love their rugby league there, and they've got a great local oval, the Billy Dunn Oval. And excuse me, I met an Indigenous footballer, Ethan Pegas, and his story's quite remarkable. He is a reformed ice addict. He robbed a service station near Moree 3 years ago and was arrested, did 2 years in some of the state's toughest jails. He was classified an A2 prisoner, which is dangerous, high risk. But look, he got out of jail in 2019 and midway through the year and went knocking on the door of the Moree Boomerangs. And they didn't give him any guarantees. They said, look, you're welcome to come to training, but we've had players who've been here all year. But look, he turned up at every session and he ended up making the first grade side and they won the grand final. But it's a terrific story about what rugby league, particularly in Indigenous communities around the state, and I'm talking Queensland as well, can do for a man like Ethan Pegas. His life was just spiralling out of control and going nowhere. Rugby league gave him direction. Rugby league gave him discipline. It gave him his mental health. It gave him respect. And it was a really, really lovely story to tell, Laurie. I was so impressed with him. And I was so impressed with how his teammates have accepted him, the coach had accepted him, the fans had. And, you know, and it shows the importance of games like the All-Stars, and you'd know that better than anyone as their coach, but it's just so important to see what all those Indigenous boys have done with their life, you know, to make it to the top of the NRL, and they're an inspiration to people like Ethan, you know, and it was a really lovely story to tell because he was at the lowest of lowest places, you know, and he grew up in the wrong crowd, you know, and I was really happy to tell that story today.
A really good story, Buzz. We'll ask you for some season predictions next week, but do you have an early premiership favourite and say you do, who do they play in the grand final?
Oh, look, I've said before the Charity Shield, I expect South to play in the grand final. You look at that roster, and I peeled off all those names that could, you know, play for New South Wales. And, you know, they've got Alex Johnson and Josh Mansour to finish it all off this year too. Good, strong forward pack. I love their Jaden Sewer, their right-edge forward. I think he's going to have a standout season. So I think they'll be in the grand final. I think they'll play Melbourne Storm. Because I think while Harry Grant hasn't had 15 years of experience like Cameron Smith, I think he can offer even more than what Cameron did last year as an individualist player. They'll miss his experience, no doubt. But if you were going to replace him with anyone, it'd be Harry Grant. I still think Storm will make the grand final.
Great stuff, Buzz. Have a good week.
Good on you guys. Talk soon.